Okay, today we're talking about fruit and weeds in our relationships, primarily in our marriage. Fruit and weeds. You know, obviously, if you've got a garden, you want to bear fruit. And our marriages have the potential to bear great fruit as we, combined with our spouse, produce fruit together and as we help them to produce fruit independent of us in the same way. And it's not just about our children. And similarly, in any relationship, a good relationship makes us better, makes both people better. And so we have to really invest in that. And the problem with gardens is weeds are always growing. Weeds are a huge problem and they can get out of hand very fast. So in a good garden, we're looking for fruit, and that's the way that we can determine whether or not we're doing a good job in our relationship. But the thing that we can usually zero in on and the thing that can really cause us all kinds of problem is our looking at the weeds. And we talked about that last week, how easy it is for us women who are intuitive to look to our spouse or our friend and say, you're the one with all the problems, and to get real nitpicky about all the weeds that are growing in their yard. And so that can be something that causes huge problems. But besides the weeds, neglect is another thing that can cause huge problems. Neglect is something that I just noticed in my gardening, because I told you last week I'm not a good gardener. I found in a box in the back of my guest room, pitiful, these terrible looking things. These are amaryllis that were sent to me by my sister-in-law and my brother a week before Christmas. And it was in the box with the box lid closed. I'd opened it and said, oh, how wonderful. And I'd closed it again. And 2 days ago, these were white. They were just as white as they could be. And this poor little thing was over like this. So, you know, they're stunted and they don't look like they're supposed to look. And I've watered them and I've been talking to them. I've been trying to get them to kind of perk up a little bit. And so there's hope for them now. But because of neglect, they had withered and become incredibly ugly. In fact, they were freakishly ugly. When I opened the box, I didn't know what they were. I thought maybe it was a white snake or something, because I didn't even know what the box was. So this neglect can make your husband into a beast. Okay? Beauty and the Beast, you know the story? But here's the story. The story of Beauty and the Beast is about a man who had a curse on him or something, and he became incredibly ugly. And the hero, the heroine of the story, sees beauty and potential in the beast. And her love and affirmation and encouragement turns him into the man that he's supposed to be. So your husband may be eaten up with weeds. He may be freakishly ugly in the way that he treats you or the children or whatever. And a lot of times, we have had something to do with it. And so what we're going to be talking about today is how we can work through not neglecting our spouse, not neglecting the relationships that are important to us, and also being able to discern how to work through the weed situation. Because when your garden is so overrun with weeds, if you start willy-nilly pulling out weeds, you're also going to be ruining the root system of the person that you're trying to weed. So there are some times when you have to let the weeds to coexist with the plant. And so in our case, if you're talking about a husband and a wife whose roots are intermingled, we both, by definition, as human plants, I don't know that there is a definition for a human plant. Okay, by my definition of a human plant, we have roots that are weeds because of our own selfishness. We can't help it. They're always going to be there. Selfishness and self-will, is insecurities are always going to be there on our side as well as on their side. So we're going to work through how we can identify those things and suppress them as best we can. Also giving grace to our spouse who has the same problems that we do with selfishness and those sort of things, and work through the weeds so that we can encourage our spouse and enable them to produce better fruit. And you might ask how we're going to do that. We're going to look at it in two ways. One is on building up the relationship, and that comes through time and asking for forgiveness and sacrificial investment. And the second part you're always going to love is the part where you invest in him sexually, because this is where it says that if you're trying to pull up weeds, you should moisten the soil. See? So I think that having a healthy sexual relationship in marriage is like sprinkling water on the dry, parched soil so that it's less painful and destructive when the weeds are starting to be taken out. So this is where it differs between just regular relationships and marriage. But I think it's important for us to talk about anyway. So we're gonna talk today on getting fruit to be born in our relationships, and I'm excited about it.